just do it. I saw him teaching it. This morning I walked by and he was, the window's broken.
I ordered the book from the bookstore and they emailed me. They're like, sorry.
Right. There is no such thing.
I was like, okay. So then I had to buy it. Which is fine.
So what'd you pay for the thing then?
86 or
87.
That's how much.
Wow.
I
own
Amazon.
New or used?
Used.
Used.
Okay. Yeah, we'll chat about that.
I've heard it's a great book, though. Caitlin said it's Outsells and Borrowers, yeah. And she's like, I still reference it, so you might want to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's as far as I'm personally concerned, I think it's the best textbook for muscle physiology, muscle mechanics, with rehabilitation, and clinical aspects linked to it, because it has Sam Ward's comments on the whole book. Mm-hmm. He's a physical therapist that worked with him. So in that regard, I think it's a combination of information that leads to a great book. Mm-hmm. Other books will give you a lot more in-depth physiology, a lot more in-depth mechanics, but they won't cover everything like this book does. So that's why we want to use it, even though it's out of print already.
Why?
Don't know. I do know, I do know that Rick is arguing with the publisher.
About what?
Who started it, hard to say. I would guess it's Rick. Because he can be surly when he wants to be. But he has a right to be because he's a really good guy. But, yeah, so for some reason it's out of print, but they still offer the e-textbook as well. And a lot of times that's the way they're going anyway. And it might just be that they wanted to slide his book into the e-series and he didn't want it to be in that way. I don't know for sure. But the price is the same either way.
It's just a headache when I read it.
I agree.
I don't think staring at 60 hertz refresh rates all the time is really good for your eyeballs, but who knows?
True.
So we'll see. Some people like it. I wasn't born with it, so it's hard to say.
I don't like it.
Don't like it.
So there are some textbooks. Morning.
Morning.
We'll get to that. And I think we have everybody we're supposed to have. So I know half of you, and I will soon know the other half of you. First person I don't know is Kurt Wayne Brown.
Yep.
Do you want to go with Kurt or do you want to go with Wayne?
Or Bob? Kurt.
Kurt?
That is a Southern thing.
It's also a serial,
like
it's also a serial killer thing,
yeah.
Too. They always have
their
names. Serial killers never have.
Wait, may or may not be a serial killer.
Sam.
I've never heard that
we'll
one.
We'll report back at the
John
end.
Wayne Gacy,
no
two
one
twins.
No,
we know whether or not he's taking the cell.
Travis is gone, right? So.
Travis
is gone? He had a family emergency at the head home.
Oh.
Allison Dupe?
I go by
Allie. Allie? Yeah. I'll take off the sun at the end of that. That's fine. Here. Joel's here. Davis is England. He's not here because he's in the meeting right now. But he's in class. Anne Havanga? Havanga. Emily Hunt.
Hi, Tim.
Kate Dockumson.
Hello.
Kirby Meyer is here. He's not in a meeting, but Bailey Peck is in a meeting. Rachel Nelson. And Courtney Rowland. And Brandon Samuels. Front row. All right. So everybody's here, supposed to be here. My name is Tim Butterfield. And call me Tim if you want to call me Tim. Call me whatever you want to call me. If you don't have to call me anything. But you don't want to call. And I don't refer myself as have to be called doctor. We all have preferences. Tim is absolutely fine. With me today is Dr. Robin Cooper from biology.
Robin.
So we yes, teacher that way. So we'll be at all the classes that you'll have here. And you can see by your syllabus, this is taught by a litany of people, seven people, I believe, in total. And what we're trying to do is give you a really good experience for muscle biology, but we're having it taught by people who are experts in each field of muscle biology. So Dr. Cooper is going to start off the introduction next week, and myself, I'll do movement and mechanics, so I'm a muscle mechanist by trade. We'll have Dr. Peterson doing satellite cell, Dr. McCarthy doing hypertrophy, Dr. DuPont doing atrophy, people that do research in this area and publish actively in these areas are people that will be teaching the parts of the class. So. You'll have people that know answers to questions, so we encourage ask all the questions you want, because hopefully we'll have answers. If we don't, we'll find them. Right. So it's going to be an overview of muscle biology. We called it that because it's got physiology, it's got mechanics, it's got a little bit of everything in it. So this is a 402G, so it's also an undergraduate class as well as graduate. And it's split almost evenly. We have 6 undergrads and 7 graduate students in this class. Okay. The only difference will be the graduate student's going to write a paper. So for those of you that are graduate students in here, you're going to write a paper. Now, we don't believe in the idea that we're just going to give people busy work for the hell of it, and then you're going to write a paper and throw it away. We want you to do something constructive. So the paper, hopefully, will be something you will use. Hopefully it's something you can publish. Hopefully it's something that's in your research area that you want to research, right? So whatever you decide to write it on is not going to be just with us in class, but also your mentor, right? Do something that's going to be helpful for you. And so the way we've divided up the points for this class, as you will see on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe the 5th page of your syllabus, 4th page. So there are 3 exams in this class. Right? We don't have a final per se. The final is not a cumulative final. It's just going to be the 3rd exam of the 3rd portion of the class. Whatever material we cover in the third portion of the class. Right? You'll notice that the 2nd portion of your grade here is participation, because we encourage people to ask questions. Now, I'm not an attendance taker myself, because I'm under the guide that this is your money and your time. I'm here to facilitate education and give you guys information and help you guys learn about muscle biology, and so is Dr. Cooper, etc. I'm not here to babysit anybody. So if you decide you want to spend your money on tuition and stay home on Monday, Wednesday mornings, I'm okay with it. But I can't promise you're going to do well in class, because there's going to be some information that's thrown out of it. We have a Canvas. I'll try to put as much as I can on Canvas. Everybody that has a presentation will put their stuff on Canvas as well. Whatever material there will be, ancillary and otherwise, will be there. But there will be a lot of discussions that will happen in class, so we encourage you to be here and participate in those discussions. Hopefully it's going to be a vivid, mind-tingling experience for you all, right, about muscle biology. Because let's face it, muscle is the greatest tissue in the human body. All the bone people say the same thing about bone. All the cardiac people say the same thing about hearts and stuff, but really it's just about skeletal muscle. Ever see that Family Guy episode where Peter had no bones? Still had muscle, though. Alright. So, participation is important, please. Encouraging. For the graduate students, there are dates in here for the draft of your term paper, first draft, get points for the first draft of it, and then the final incarnation of your paper as well. Hopefully we'll be able to publish these things for you, and those things will work out well. We'll read your paper, so your mentors are going to try to facilitate that to make sure it's helpful for you guys, like I said, right? There's a very first a summary of a paper. So on October 2nd, you notice in red the article summary is due. That's just a 700-word review of a paper of interest that you might find. We're hoping, especially for undergraduate students, start searching for literature on the web, find yourself a research article that you find interesting, read through that, summarize that to the best of your abilities. 700 words is about 2 pages, right? 350 pages, words per page is about normal for double space. So if you think about double space, pages, 2 pages is 700 words. And summarize that paper, because we just want to get you looking at the literature and summarizing the stuff. And then for the graduate students, it's 1,000, so you get to add another page on there. It's supposed to be a little bit more wordy, in a scientific way, not flowery, just wordy. That'll be due. Otherwise, I think it's just going to be straightforward. There's going to be some information in exams. Exams will be mostly all short answer, because this is undergraduate / graduate class. Exams will be taken together by all of you. We'll know more about structure of the exam when the instructors start teaching more, because everybody has their own style, and they'll be making questions for the exam as well. So we'll have to inform you more what the questions will be like. For the most part, I assume they're going to be more fill-in-the-blank or short-answer questions. So you can think about short-answer questions. You have an opportunity to get partial credit, because you have an opportunity to give some information. Whereas if it's A, B, C, or D, it's right or wrong, right? So reason why, and I also, you know, the reason why we have oral exams in graduate school isn't because they're easier. It's because people have an opportunity to defend what they said. Because there's more than one right answer to a question oftentimes, right? The world isn't black and white. It's a whole lot of stuff in between. So feel free to remember how you remember and recite how you recite the information back to you. This class is not about testing you guys, right? I mean, I say the same thing every class I teach. I am here to do a job to help facilitate you guys have information. And your job is, whatever you want it to be, to learn. And if I'm not doing my job, let me know. And if you're not doing yours, you're going to find out by your grades. That's the challenge, right? Because right now, everybody's clean across the board. Everybody has an A. Keep it that way. It's just an information discussion session, right? So anything you need, let us know. If you're confused by anything, my name, my office number, my phone number, this is phone numbers, are right here on the front page. And you'll notice I give you my cell phone number, right? I don't have email on my phone. If you need something that's pressing, text me, please, because I always get text but don't always get email. So feel free to text me. So that's why I gave you my cell phone number, all right? If you do that, please put your name in there, because I want to text you. But we are available to help in any way that you need. The rest of this document is mostly right from the registrar's office of things we have to put in here. Feel free to read it. And otherwise, your schedule is in the back. He said Dr. Cooper's going to start with us on Monday of next week. And from there, we're going to move on to some sarcomere forces. We're going to dive into the cells. We're going to look at sarcomeres, how forces are generated. We're going to do some movement and muscle mechanics. We're going to talk about some movement, how that's generated, atrophy, hypertrophy, et cetera. Should be fun, I hope. Any questions? Because today is just this. Today is Dr. Cooper and I hanging out up here, me talking. No questions so far? So, Kate, you have the book. Dr. Cooper brought his book, so you can see it's even free. His book. Nice. Anybody else have it? Okay, anybody else planning it? Have you looked at the Canvas yet? The note that I wrote in Canvas?
Yes, well, that's pretty easy.
What's that? Okay, did anybody have access to Canvas? Have you tried it? Did you give an email?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's up and it's published, it's working. Okay. So it's a good book, so it is out of print. So Kate got hers for $87 used. What would, you know, don't want to make you guys go broke. We don't want to use an expensive textbook. There are textbooks on here that are new on Amazon that are $500 because they're out of print and somebody's trying to make some money. It's not that important. I think for $500. The publisher, like I said, has gone to an e-book. So good on that to show you. I wanted the bookstore to carry the ebook, and they didn't. But it's okay because you guys are a technologically savvy bunch. You guys know how to work your way around the web. So this is the Amazon website. You'll notice that there's a used textbook in very good condition. There, that means for $83. There's one for $199. There's one for $250. So, like I said, it's not that great a book. And this changed in the last couple of days. There was a couple that were on there before. So there's fewer than there used to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can buy the ebook option. And you can get it from either Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. Or you can get it directly from the publisher. And this price is the same. You do go with the ebook option. You can use it on your laptop computer. You can put it on two or three devices, they told me, as well as laptop computer, so you do own it. There's always been an issue with me when I think I'm buying something and I don't really own it. I can look at it, but then I have the right to look at it forever, but I can never do anything with it. They said you can mark these up. You do own it. You can highlight it. You can do anything you want with it. It is a book in PDF form. The price from the publisher is the same price as it is from Amazon. you can go, the thing about the publisher, they give you access to a platform that you can go into that really isn't a whole lot different than just looking at it on your computer. Okay. If you want to get one and share it, that's an option too, and you can rent these things as well. There are some books, if you stay in research or you stay in education, that you want to have forever. For me, Grey's Anatomy was one of those books, and so was this one. It's got a lot of information on it. So for me, I kept it from my library, that's why I have it. You can decide that on your own. Otherwise, I only have one copy. If you don't have it, you're always welcome to read through it. All right. Let me know if you have any trouble with if you're going to procure this book, any trouble getting one. Or if you have any trouble with it, it's an e-book, if you get that. Because you're not supposed to have any trouble with it. It's sales. They're not really telling the truth. You know how that goes. What else do I have?
Cooper, anything you think I'm missing so far?
Robin.
I know, I say that pretty well.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Learn some new things, and we're going to learn from the other instructors as well as we go through and hear what they've probably presenting some of their research as well as the content in the, you know, the course. Because sometimes it, you know, changes from the book that was published before. New information's been out. So I imagine the instructors will bring in some primary literature as well in their presentations. We hope that everybody will be able to get their PowerPoints up ahead of time so you can look at them and download them. I would save the printing them out and just putting them on your computers, right? And so you can save some paper, go green. But some people like to write on them. Some ideas to save papers, you know, download them as a PDF. And you can do double-sided, make notes on the side. Things like that, just to help you out, not to spend a lot of money with copying and all that. I think we'll have fun. We'll try to do a podcast. We'll try to get it on Echo 360 and see what we can do there. So in case you're missed class or just can't get the feet out of bed in the morning, which is sometimes hard to do, then you'll be able to at least get a recording of it. All right. So does that sound good?
Yeah.
Will there be a link to that on campus, or how do we access that?
It should be in time. I think, you know, it's the IT gurus somehow managed to do this now with just flopping them on. But we'll try to get that going, and at least podcast too, and provide you with all the, if you don't have the textbook, you know, and you don't want to be out that money, but 34 doesn't sound too bad for renting it. You know, we'll try to provide all the PowerPoints that you need and everything like that. But sometimes you'd like to read a little bit more on content. And we don't, you know, we don't keep track if you happen to copy each other's, but I didn't say that, so yeah, anyway. Right.
I've never done that.
I've never done that either. No, never. So that's up to you all. Okay.
And you notice also at the end, as Robin just said a minute ago, we will be presenting our research interests at the end of the class as well, if time is amenable to that. Mm-hmm. The last 2 days are the graduate students presenting their papers and what they found, their review papers, to you all, 15 minutes or so apiece. And then hopefully the faculty also giving an overview of their research and what they have. I know whenever I teach muscle mechanics, it's mostly all current research, it's current papers, and it's current videos, it's currently anything else that we do in the lab in support of the historic content of muscle mechanics. So as Robin said, that's usually what we're going to be doing, is giving you up-to-date, really interesting, hopefully interesting stuff. We find it interesting. Hopefully you will too.
Yeah. That's great. Have fun.
That's pretty much what we got. So. Day one, hey, that's it. Any questions at all? Concerns?
Could you give some examples of some review article topics that would be appropriate?
So your dissertation is going to be on HIP, right?
Yeah.
And so is there a whole lot of literature on muscle morphology changes, atrophy, as there is with the knee? When you have an ACL reconstruction, ACL injury, and you have atrophy of the knee and the vastus medialis, et cetera, that does not recover following surgery. Is there a history of that with the hip as well?
I'm aware of. But there is obviously some abductor weakness, mm-hmm. even as a predisposition.
Yeah, so has anybody ever dove into the cellular structure or what the muscle is actually doing at the cellular level to cause those sorts of changes in hip functions?
So that kind of stuff.
It's muscle related, and it's relevant, it's clinical, and it's up your alley.
Gotcha. So it's not like a full systematic review.
Oh, gosh, no. You know, the word systematic review has never come out of my mouth ever. I can appreciate them. I understand where they come from. But at the end of every systematic review, the conclusion is we need more research.
Yes.
No kidding.
Always.
So it's, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So think of it as if it's a chapter of your dissertation, if it could